Blog Good evening. Talk Radio. Good evening, world, and welcome to the Stoney's Talk Show. I want to thank you guys for joining me, and I hope that you had a wonderful Tuesday today. And tonight's subject is, are you a narc or are you dating one? And getting right into it, I'm had my times mixed up. I had this show scheduled for 6:30 a.m. and I thought it was for 6:30 p.m. I am going to get the hang of this very, very soon. But I'm checking in with you guys from Atlanta, Georgia. My day, of course, was filled already with lots of bliss. And I work a full-time job and I have so much on my plate, but I enjoy it because it makes me feel fulfilled. I am fulfilling my dream. If you are fulfilling your dream, then you are happy. So tonight's discussion, are you a narcissist or are you dating one? In today's world, the term narcissistic has come to mean little more than vain. But narcissism is far more complex than that. Now, it exists in many shades along a continuum from an extra healthy ego, basically, a pathological grandiosity. And there was a study done in 2009 that estimated that 6% of people in the U.S. suffer from full-blown narcissistic personality disorder. However, it is likely that many more fall short of the strict diagnostic criteria. So, how can you tell if you lie somewhere in the spectrum of being a narcissist? And there are a lot of narcissistic traits that you may find, that you may have. I'm not a therapist of anything, but I just do a lot of research and a lot of studies. And sometimes we try to hide a lot of things about ourselves. So here's one sign that you may be a narc. If you like to be the center of attention. Now, narcissists dominate conversation. Let's see. They feel compelled to talk about themselves a lot. They even exaggerate their accomplishments. And I'm sure that there is somebody that you can think of right now, and you're laughing. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Susie does that. I know someone who's a narc already. So you're just, you know, I'm just saying Susie hypothetically. So if there is a Susie out there that exemplifies this behavior, I'm not talking about you. Because I don't know a Susie that's possibly a narc, but it's just, you know, a name. You may feel yourself embellishing your stories, spinning them to impress your audience or your friends. You paint yourself as the boss, as the one, but yeah, or make yourself more popular than others. Another sign that you could possibly be a narcissist is I have my notes here. Give me just a second. You have a habit of giving unsolicited advice. How about that? By acting more, and you also may act a little bit more sophisticated than anyone else in the room. So if you have that type of personality, then you are a narcissist. Now, there's many types of that as well. Give me just a second. You detest waiting in line. If you get frustrated easily, and if someone doesn't respond to your voicemail right away at some level, you feel that you deserve special treatment. Sometimes narcissists always thinking, will I ever be good enough? So you're automatically compelled to think that you are number one. So if you exemplify some of this behavior, then you are definitely a narcissist. Your ambition, it knows no bounds. Now, this is one thing to shoot for the stars. You know, it's one thing to say, hey, I'm aiming to walk 10 laps today. This is my goal. And you work your butt off to get there. But it's quite another to believe you are destined for greatness. That type of grandiose assumption is a classic symptom of narcissists. Narcissists tend to believe they are naturally special and part of an elite class that deserves only the best. And they fantasize about how much more powerful they will be, how much more beautiful, how much more richer they will be. Narcissists also prefer to associate with higher status of people and may obsess over statuses, symbols from the right. Well, let me see. Say, for instance, if I was a narcissist, I would want to only associate with celebrity-type people or people that are aiming towards that way. Everyday people would not excite me enough. If you know someone like this, then you could be a they could be a narcissist, or you could be a narcissist. Being a narcissist, you know how to turn on the charm. You have that knack for making other people feel important. Your relationships probably move pretty quickly, and they are very intoxicating whirlwind romances and storybooks. Wow, that's something. But that sounds like a Gemini. It doesn't sound like a narcissist. Well, are Geminis narcissists? I guess that would make Donald Trump a narcissist. How about that? But all the admiration you shower on another person is part of the unspoken deal. You expect them to make you feel just as attractive and intelligent. And the minute that they do not, you begin to criticize them. So if you are a narcissist, that is a part of your behavior. Now, doing my research, I'm learning a lot about different topics and things that I like to talk about that intrigue me, that help me to excuse me, be able to bring these topics to you successfully. Now, narcissist is very competitive. They hate to lose. They're always winners. They don't care who their opponent is, a stranger. They have to show and prove that they are successful, and no is not an option. And narcissists, they hold grudges. They are famous for holding grudges. To everyone else, you may seem pretty confident, a one-of-a-kind stand-up person, but doesn't give a crap about what other people think. But for a narcissist, that could be farther from the truth. Narcissists, they really care deeply about maintaining their idealized image of themselves and have trouble tolerating any sort of disapproval or insults from others. It's never a narcissist's fault. If something happens, if they screw up something, they don't apologize. It's never their fault. They always blame other people. They refuse to be held accountable for their actions. This is a narcissistic behavior. And another behavior that narcissists tend to do. They take advantage of people. It may not be intentional, but it happens because they tend to view situation in terms of what they mean to them and only them. And the reason being is narcissists expect others to revolve around their needs, but they refuse to do the same for anyone else. So that means to get what you want, you aren't afraid to manipulate or bully whoever it is in your way, because in the end, it is always about you, the narcissist, or about them. You have an addiction. The narcissist has an addiction. And I spoke about addictive personality. Think about how people feel when they are high. They feel untouchable, bulletproof, on top of the world, in essence. I have a caller coming through, and I'll take this caller. Good evening, and welcome to Stoney's Radio. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, Stoney. How are you? I promised I was coming. I can't stay long. I got about 10, 15 minutes, and then I have to go, but I wanted to be here. I'll just listen.
Oh, okay. Did you hear I was talking about narcissists?
I'm sorry. I checked earlier, and then I got busy, and I said, let me check one more time because I didn't think you were going to have a show. I didn't get the reminder because I followed you last night, and I just noticed it was in my box.
I had time wrong. I had 6:30 a.m., and I do apologize.
Oh, no problem. I've done that before, too. Yeah, mountain time, all kind of time.
I'm trying to get the hang of this.
You will.
I was talking about narcissistic behavior, and there are a lot of people in the world today that are narcissistic. That exemplify this behavior and do not know that they are one of those people. And being a narcissistic person, they feel that they are untouchable. They're only thinking about themselves. So I was just giving some examples of being a narc and or being in a relationship with one. Not sure if this is a topic that others are interested in, but I just thought
I'm very interested in that. And as a matter of fact, I bought a couple of books about the topic, and I love to study it because I try to see how it relates in personal relationships as well as how society has been affected by that condition. So I just want to be quiet. I talked too much last night. I came to listen, I promise you.
Oh, well, I was pretty much wrapping up my topic. No one, you're the first person that called in.
Okay.
I wanted to
it's
talk
because
about
time difference.
Right, because
I'm sorry. I don't mean to step on you, Stoney. That's why I just wanted to
I
quiet.
Didn't get a chance to post it like I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my other part is what I wanted to talk about for the next 15 minutes is how to spot a narcissist online. Since we deal with a lot on social media, studies have shown that narcissists post more self-promoting content on social media, but it's not always easy to tell if someone is doing this for attention or if they are actually just posting to publicize. Now, I post a lot because I am trying to get people to follow me over here. But I can see why it's the internet would be a good cave for narcissists to borrow into, generally speaking, because they prefer shallow relationships, preferably one way with the arrow pointing towards themselves, and need outside sources and maintain their inflated but delicate egos. So the social media, Facebook, is one place you will find the narcissist. The internet offers both a vast potential audience for a possibility for an anonymity and a careful created audience for the narcissist. Now, I was reading an article where it stated that men who post selfies from the chest up constantly are the narcissistic pose. Women who also post from the neck up. That's the narcissistic pose. However, it is a pose of low self-esteem. You can tell if the woman is ashamed of her body by not giving a full camera view. But constantly posting her face or his face, several times a week is a narcissistic behavior online. What else did I have? I try to remember everything that I read about this. Now, the study which found that people high in narcissism were more active on Facebook. Now, this points out that they tend to encounter identity statements on social networks more than you would in real life. When you're introduced to someone in person, it's unlikely that they'll burst out with a pithy sound bite that attempts to sum up all of that, what they are. So on Facebook, someone may post, well, I have the best job, or, telling you more information about themselves than they normally would. If we met in person, I wouldn't say, well, oh, I work for so-and-so, I drive this car, I have this, I live in this apartment. That's, of course, a narcissistic behavior. But on Facebook, you're going to exemplify all of those things and showing the world your accomplishment. Nobody asks you that, but you're going to volunteer the information. Do you kind of agree with that?
I had myself
Hello?
On mute. I'm here.
Oh, that's
I had
okay.
myself on mute. Florida and Florida not. It's a very deep topic, and I understand from what I have read that there are nine elements in, narcissism is put on a continuum or, a range. And from what I understand, narcissistic behavior we all have to a degree, and part of that is natural behavior as you're discovering who you are and finding, and self-esteem is good, confidence is good. But now what you just described to me could be someone that's just a braggart, or you could just run across a jerk, or you could just, I could got some other names, but I'll be nice. But that doesn't mean
right.
they're a narcissist, because it depends on if you're talking about pathological narcissism behavior. That's nine elements that they have to have, all of them, in order to be diagnosed as a narcissist, according to what I read. And they also said that it's very dangerous to diagnose others for narcissism, because when you start becoming aware of narcissism, then you look and everybody's a narcissist.
Right.
Because
so
that's
so
all
general.
I have to say. Yeah.
When
we start pointing the finger at each other.
When you're talking about that type of behavior, you're right. It could be everybody. I was, after my breakup, my ex-boyfriend met a woman, and she tagged him in a picture on their first meeting. And I thought that was kind of odd, that you meet a guy and you tag him in a picture. You just met each other 10 minutes before. He thought it was innocent, but what she did was he didn't realize she's a narcissist. And after I've studied this, she created the picture so that everybody could comment on it, but they had to live up to the fantasy. You understand?
Yeah,
didn't
I understand
even know
what you're
other.
Saying.
So
maybe
now
she's just lonely.
He's in a full-fledged relationship with somebody he doesn't know because she's a narc, and he was just a normal guy going to do some work, and she was like, oh, hey, she's going through a breakup. She's lonely. So, kind of like the rebound thing, and you want to show someone that, hey, I met somebody, and it turned into innocently for him. It was just supposed to be sex. For her, she was trying to snag him in. But the narcissist behavior, he missed that, and now he's in a full-fledged relationship and about to move across 2 hours away. But you have the narcissistic people who know that they know that something's wrong with them. Other people just think it's cute, so they fall for it. I want to do a show, too, about manipulators, because manipulators are similar to narcissistic people, but I think manipulators get away with a lot more than narcissistic people. Narcissistic people only just want to be seen They just only want you to let them go first in line. They want you to like all of their photos and praise them. Manipulators want to control the world and rearrange your world and sit back and laugh at you and say, hey, I have just changed the course of her life or his life. But that's getting on another topic, but that is something that I definitely want to talk about, because I think manipulation also goes hand in hand with narcissistic behavior. That's just my thought.
It's very interesting.
Huh?
I got to go, Stoney.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Nice
I got to run, but I want to hear more, and I'll be back again, okay?
Okay. Thank you for calling.
And next time you see my number, I'm just listening. I don't want to disturb you. I just want to listen.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm glad you called because I didn't have any callers tonight.
All right. Okay. As long as you know. Okay. All right. Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye. Thanks for the support. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, that was my one and only caller tonight, and I thank her for calling. She's from Miami, Florida. She joined me on yesterday, and I appreciate the people like her and like you who are listening tonight and who are supporting me on my journey to podcasting and blogging. I have also a YouTube that I do as well, that I do not get a chance to really just film videos because I'm doing so many other things. I'm beginning to wonder, am I a narcissist as well? Do I exemplify a narcissistic attitude or a behavior? Maybe I should check myself. And sometimes we do. We have to ask our questions. We have to ask ourselves that question. Are we exemplifying that type of behavior in which I'm speaking about? I'm sorry, I'm having a pause. Easy to get caught up in all of these therapeutic diagnoses in which the world has diagnosed most people with. By the time you get a diagnosis of being narcissistic, manipulator, bipolar, manic, depressive, excuse me, you're a psycho. you're literally walking around being and labeled a psycho. Narcissism has been linked to aggression. Another reason for games, offline, online, narcissists are often bullied through attempts to link narcissism to cyberbullying is also something to consider. And narcissism is typically have very high self-esteem, but is very fragile also in their self-esteem. So when someone attacks them, that self-esteem takes a dramatic nosedive. They need more wins to combat the losses. Okay, I have a caller coming through. Hello, caller. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Hello, this is Leotis Johnson.
Yes, sir.
I just like to call in and tell you, I'm a really big fan of your show, and it's nothing really in particular I want to talk about. I just want to let you know I'm a big fan of you, and I appreciate what you do coming on the air every night. You know, just I really enjoy it, and I hope that you'll be around for a long time.
Well, thank you, sir. Sir, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kansas City, Missouri.
All right, then. Well, I love all you people out in Kansas City, Missouri. And are you a narcissist, sir? Are you dating a narcissist person?
Well, back in like 78, I did date someone like that. She in jail now. She probably still in there. But yeah, something like that.
Well, sir, I thank you for calling me all the way from Kansas, Missouri. I have another caller holding, and I thank you for calling me tonight, and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Same to you.
Okay, will you call me again soon?
I will. I'll be back here tomorrow.
Well, thank you. You just made my whole day. Thank you, sir.
Good
night. Well, that was one of my callers calling from Kansas City, Missouri. I had another caller calling me, and I missed that call. I hope they call back. I really do hope they call back. I love it when people call me from around the world, because it helps me know that people are listening to me. And that, hold on for a second, somebody's calling again. Welcome to Sony's Radio. How are you tonight? Hello? Welcome to Sony's Radio. How are you tonight? Hello? Well, I lost my caller. Hopefully they'll call back. I'm learning how to work this equipment, and I'm learning how to engage my audience and to keep you guys intrigued at the very same time. I just want you to know that I appreciate all of the positive feedback, and I will do my best to bring more positive topics to you. And I am practicing and working on this every day, so continue to bear with me. So somebody was calling again. I'm sorry, and I can't. Excuse me. Well, I want to thank you. The show is about to end, and I want to thank you for joining me tonight for an episode of Sony's Radio, and thank you for, and I hope you enjoyed the narcissist topic. I hope you enjoyed the topic tonight, and tomorrow we will be talking about relationships and how social media impact relationships. That will be an hour show. Get ready. I need for you to call me and talk about this, because social media is ruining the relationships. Or is it really helping the relationships? Let me know. Have an awesome night, day, or morning, or whenever you hear this video.